There we go. Sorry about that, everyone.
Okay. So we're ready to roll. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the steering committee meeting here. So first and foremost, we're going to go over today's draft. If someone can put that up there, July 20th.
Oh, why don't we start with introductions first?
That's a good idea. That wasn't on my script. I should know that anyways. Introductions. My name is Richard, council co-chair, and I'll pass it to Chuck.
Chuck Adams, Council of Affairs.
Thank you, Chuck. Crown.
Hey, everybody. Crown, Council Staff.
Thank you, Crown. Welcome. Bill.
Hi there, Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services.
Thank I don't know Bill. Why seeing just the forehead gives me a case of the giggles, but seeing the forehead is just...
You know, I'm jealous, Mark, I'm in delicate territory here. If I try and adjust the camera, the plug...
I understand. I've been trying.
He's working on the tan. I'm jealous. That's what I see in his forehead. Head. Welcome, Bill. Irma, Miss Irma.
Irma Paradak, council co-chair. Nice hair. Good thing Bill has nice hair.
Hey, Mark.
A lot of nice hair out there, though. It's a good group of hair.
Mark, council staff.
Kira.
Kira, council staff.
Kira Thomas.
Nicest hair of all. Thomas Noble, they, them pronouns, government co-chair. Ooh, got too big of a chuckle out of you, Crown.
All right. Paul Harkin. Paul.
Paul Harkin, council member.
Welcome, Paul. Okay, thank you, everyone, and welcome. So I think we can now move to approving today's agenda.
And I'll pull that up. Did we also, was Crown introduced? I'm sorry, I may have missed that. Oh, okay.
Yep. Pretty straightforward. Committee and work groups. We're going to go over the evaluation. We got the full council agenda we're going to discuss, and then that's about it. Anyone see anything different? Okay, thank you. Approved. Let's take a quick look at the meeting minutes for June 15th. Pretty good. Anyone see anything they'd like to change or amend? Okay. Thanks, everyone. So, do we have any announcements? No announcements. Okay. Mark, you're usually good for one.
Okay, I'll give you one. I'll be on leave starting next Tuesday, returning August 18th. As far as agendas go, I can develop the Council Affairs one and send it to you, Chuck, pretty early, probably today, because there might be a little bit of not so much tweaking, but explanation there that you and Manuel will need to know in advance, minor. Kira, I'm going to ask you to put together the steering agenda for that I'll be missing. Pretty straightforward. I don't see anything that needs to be done with it other than what we are, like, for example, today's could act as a template. There's my announcement, Richard.
Thank you, Mark.
I have a question. Yes. Well, you're gone, Mark. Who's going to facilitate the co-chairs and the staff meeting, or are we just going to postpone it till September?
I think that's up to you all as far as facilitation goes. I certainly think any of you could facilitate. If you'd like to involve council staff, I would just send and forward the invite to Kira if she's available on that. I think it's the second Monday or the third Monday at 4:00. I mean, I would encourage you all to meet without me if you have things to talk about. The meeting shouldn't rise or fall on me, even if it's a co-chair's staff and DPH meeting. Okay. But also, thanks. No pressure. Meet or not meet, really.
Okay.
Thank you, Irma.
Yeah, Irma, I'm thinking we should meet. I just want to make sure that I'm in town for the day we picked that we usually fall on.
Well, I want to meet only if we have things to discuss, because obviously this month we didn't.
It'll be a good opportunity to talk about Mark. So I think we should
practice. Yeah, then after that 5 minutes, you might want to...
then talk about his hair.
Oh, then definitely send me that, Mark.
Yeah, you should definitely invite Kira. She'll enjoy that. you know, we won't have a new co-chair until the end of hopefully this Monday's meeting. So if you do meet, I mean, that could be a good way for you all to sort of go over, you know, just, I don't know, talk to the new co-chair. It probably won't be someone that you don't know, so you can meet or not meet, but you'll have a new person there.
We'll coordinate. If we don't have any agenda items, let's not meet. So, but for sure, if we've got stuff, let's meet. I hear you.
Okay, so as the date approaches, Thomas, you'll go over some things and see if we even want to meet.
Yeah, I think if anything, just the integrated plan and the blueprint component is definitely something that we'll want to make sure that is covered in various spaces. So co-chairs make sense as well. Bill's there. Bill probably agrees with that too. So,
okay. So unless we hear differently, co-chair meeting is on next month, second Monday of the month. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. No other announcements. Do we have any public comment? No. So we can flow right into committee and work group reports. I can lead off with community engagement. These have been pretty straightforward lately. We met on the 5th. Stephen, as usual, did his HCAP report. You know, talked about reasonable accommodation issues, skilled nursing facility client that he was dealing with. He just highlights a couple of things usually that he's been working on, and you know, some people that were concerned with the care they're receiving, and another client that he got housed at an RCFCI. So he provided some shares there. Also some client with rent burdens. And then someone else that wasn't qualified for services in San Francisco due to a Marin residence. And he was going over that with them. Marin Emergency Funds only does utilities, he was telling us about. And so he was discussing that. That's ongoing evictions. We mentioned that the COLA focus group is about evictions. There was, there was a small turnout for that. And we're going to have needs assessment, Latino, Latinx, starting soon. And that was about it for community engagement. So council affairs update.
We didn't meet this month. And Mark, can you give more details on that?
Yes, council affairs did not meet this month.
Okay.
there were no real agenda items. The two presenters have been, they started communicating today. We did not really hear from the presenters. And so there was no presentation to review. And the integrated plan discussion and sort of just tracking all of that is located in council affairs, but that won't start until September or October. And so without those two things, I suggested that the committee co-chairs consider either adding agenda items or canceling, and both agreed that why have a meeting if there's no reason to have a meeting?
Okay, thank you, Chuck and Mark. Membership, no one here from membership today, Mark? No.
I can go over membership. Okay. Yeah, so we had our regular agenda items. We went over a prospective member application. And so that was approved, and the committee decided to kind of fast track that and not go for an interview because this is a returning member. So it was someone who took a break and then stepped away from the council, and then I was asking to come back. I don't know how much I can disclose, Mark, but
yeah, you can. I mean, that was a pretty good overview. I mean, it's just the membership decided to do something different, and just reinstate rather than go through a longer process of interviewing, because this is a very long-term council member who left because of personal health issues. They were pretty open about it.
Okay. And yeah, and then after that, we decided to invite this member to an in-person membership meeting to see if they would want to come and talk to the group. But besides that, we went through our other regular stuff, which was demographic reports and council recruitment, and that took us to the end of the meeting. So that's all there is.
Thank you, Kira.
Yeah.
Okay, that's membership. So the PLWH work groups, where do we stand on that? Now, I'm chair of that, but that had been up in the air for a while right now. And it was in council staff hands.
Yeah, so we're just waiting to see if there's any stuff that needs to get voted on or kind of reviewed in order to bring that to the group and decide if they want to meet then. So far there, it's been really light on the agenda in terms of any stuff that needs to get reviewed. That usually happens closer to when we have allocation or priority and stuff like that. So once we have that, we'll bring that back to the group.
Good, thank you, Kira. Before we move to meeting evaluation, I should have done this at announcements. It's a small thing, but I was concerned that my upcoming school might interfere with my schedule. Like, I belong to a lot of groups and other things, but none of that is going to happen. My schedule well-crafted, and none of my meetings coincide, so you're stuck with me. And so with that, we can move. No, but I take this seriously, and you got to jump and craft schedules, and it all worked out. Nothing interferes, so I'm glad of that. I'm relieved. So next we can do our meeting evaluation, please.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and go over that. All right. And yeah, so this is the meeting evaluation from last month's full council, and we had a total of 10 people turn in. Half of them most of them actually were paper surveys, and a couple of them were online surveys. So that's good to hear. And then we had a total attendance of 15 council members. So a pretty good amount answered the surveys. And so I'll just go over that. So the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. And that was one person somewhat agreed and 9 people agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by Irma Parada. Everyone agreed, and there was one comment. Irma did a great job facilitating and keeping the meeting on track. In the discussion during the meeting, I felt my point of view was adequately expressed and understood. And 9 people agreed, and 1 person somewhat agreed, and there were no comments for that. The agenda was well planned, everyone agreed. No comments as well. The CQI quality assurance presentation by John Ainsley was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And that was 9 people agreed and 1 person somewhat agreed. No comments as well. The California State Integrated Plan presentation by Bill Bloom and Thomas Noble is well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. Surprisingly, 9 people agreed and 1 person somewhat agreed. And there was one comment. The presentation was confusing and the sound was terrible. I'm guessing maybe this might have been someone who was online.
Oh, I'm sorry. What presentation was that one for?
this one was the
California Integrated Plan.
Oh, okay.
Those names are down from the Pantheon. What happened there?
What worked well for you during this meeting and what could have been improved? There were 4 comments. 1 person said, great choice in food. I enjoyed the group breakout discussion and thought it was effective. I enjoyed the small group breakout. My needs as a council member are being met during this time, and everyone agreed. There was 1 comment. At times, it was very hard to hear the people on Zoom. Not sure if that can be improved. And this got a total of a 9.4 rating out of 10. So any questions about this?
If I recall, most of the integrated plan presentation was actually from Leroy, correct? Is that what other people's recollection was?
Yes.
And I also recollect that it was actually, a lot of it was really just a repeat of what he had gone over previously earlier this year. And so I'm wondering if that was a part of the reaction, was like, oh, this is hard to hear because on Zoom. And also I heard this all before. Just trying to guess here. I think Bill and Thomas didn't actually in some ways contribute enough to that presentation to take that critique, hopefully, too hard, because I don't really think it was like their presentation, even though they were listed on the agenda as it coming from them.
Thank you, Mark. Go ahead, Bill.
And I'm definitely not.
I didn't take it as hard feeling. I'm not so sure I'm always really organized. What one does desire if someone gives a less than outstanding to know what it is, but. They said it was confusing. I actually think it was kind of a lot of information and probably enough time had gone by. If I were going to redo it, I think there probably would have been some wisdom for Thomas and I to do a little more framing. So sometimes I struggle between what's like endless amounts of repetition versus what's helpful. But if I could go back in time, I would do that for sure.
I agree, Bill. And so at the same time, when somebody uses kind of the word terrible, I'm like, okay, that's not just confusing is one thing, but the word terrible, I'm like, okay, that person has feelings there. And I'd like to address them. So I don't know who it was, obviously. And so if folks, I don't want to say no, but I mean, again, I don't know how to figure that out with like, maybe I could say something in the next meeting, just like, I want the feedback direct. No, Mark, you're shaking your head. No.
And Irma agrees. If there's one person
that put
a critical feedback, you definitely do not want to be like, so there was a critical, like, we don't want to put people on the spot.
No,
I would address it like if you received a lot of constructive feedback, then you could say like, so it's clear that this presentation didn't work for a lot of folks here, but you know, I think one person, just taking proper perspective, someone didn't appreciate it. They're entitled to whatever they feel, but I think for you to point that out, I think might actually not come across well.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't proposing that.
I also think
the sound. They said terrible, the sound.
Yes.
Plus, I if we need to, I'll be the heavy Thomas. I'm chairing next meeting. I have five ways of rooting out malcontents.
No.
Okay. All right.
I want to be open to feedback, and I want to make sure the process is working for as many people as we can get it to work for. So that's my intent.
I think I also understood the terrible means this. It equals the sound, which I think that we should do something. I mean, I don't know if we can do something about it, but we should at least try to address it, because we were using microphone, and even with microphones the sound's still really bad. So I mean, it's hard for me to believe that there's nothing we can do to fix it.
Bill, you had your hand up.
To that, to a couple of points. First, to Irma's point, I'm a champion mumbler, so I think maybe at the each speaker who speaks, we could encourage them to do a sound check with the folks that are virtual. Just say, "Can you hear me okay?" Or the chair could just to check that, because we should do our best to deal with what we have. I think people said it well. I think you put people on the spot. Our N is not very big to start to ask people to say why they were unhappy. But I think it would be helpful, like if you thought that there was something that wasn't working well for you, if you could put a small sentence together that would help us make it better. I think that's a gentle way to at least give the opportunity. We'd appreciate it. So that would be my suggestion.
Yeah, I think I would follow that up because, you know, there is a follow up to that with there was clearly a person who for every single one, except for I think one, which was the agenda was put together well, which of course is mine, was somewhat agreed. It would be nice to know why it was somewhat, you know. So I think if it's phrased overall, like if you have constructive feedback, we would just love to hear more because we are a work in progress. And somewhat agreed means that there's something that was somewhat at issue there. And we'd like to know why, if someone felt there's some pretty important things that I'm sure most people are just like, agree. But like, if someone like looked at the question and said, my voice wasn't actually heard, like that's an important thing that we want to know about. And if they're going to put somewhat agreed, that means that they somewhat felt that their voice wasn't taken seriously. And we want to know why and how to be better.
And this kind of speaking to what Mark and Bill are saying. So how do we put that out there in the space? Is it just an announcement during the meeting saying, hey, leadership wants to make sure that we're responsive to folks' needs. And if there's something going, not working, whether it's some logistic, please either in the evaluation, say what it is, and a potential solution would be really helpful for us to act on.
I think exactly like that. Don't mention a particular thing because only one person mentioned strong feedback, and don't mention that there's someone who's been putting somewhat agrees. You know what I mean? I think how you just framed it in a very general way about we would love, you know, to know why is the best way to do it.
Writes in cursive, really small handwriting, and
yeah. You know, I think the other thing about it, there's some folks that just grade harder. Like, I somewhat agree, you got a 3 out of 4, good enough. So I think if we think that anything less than a 4 is unsatisfactory, then maybe it makes sense to clarify to that to people. Because, you know, for years I've watched these evaluations and I see people who put, you know, somewhat agree lots of different times. So I think it would be helpful to know, you know, what that 3 meant, or more importantly, what that somewhat meant. But more importantly, what could we do to make it better? I care a little less about the number.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's actually not about the number. If actually it was just on a scale, I'm a person who does 3 out of 4 all the time. If everything's 4, then nothing is 4. It's just the actual phrasing of somewhat agreed connected to a question about, I forget that second question was, but about your voice. Like, if people are thinking that through, that's problematic. If someone only somewhat agrees that their voice is being heard, like we want all voices to be heard, but maybe someone's not thinking through that. Maybe someone's actually like, nope, I'm always going to be doing second best except for Mark's. And that's just the way that I roll.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll just add before we move on, the shining grace through all this evaluation was the only section that said 100% agree was run efficiently by Irma Parada.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something going on there. So that's a saving grace. So Mark,
you're going to do- Richard, you think maybe she's the one scoring us down?
Didn't want to get that deep, but you know, that's the only one that was flawless. So you figure it out.
I mean, I have been pointing out that the agenda was well planned, was also flawless.
Was some deal on the street, I'd be real suspicious. Before this disintegrates any further, Mark, are you going to do full council agenda for us?
Yes. One moment. All right, so you all can see that, hopefully.
Yes.
All right, I can't really see you all that well. I think I saw a nodding head, so I will proceed. All right, so this is a pretty straightforward agenda because it's just one presentation. I figured we'd actually have more speakers than we would get. I had planned around 3 speakers, and we have 2, which is fine. And it's all going to be all about prep. So here's our pro forma. Give a full half hour for the general update. So Richard, keep in mind, we might be moving along here if we move at a faster clip, then we're going to be ahead of schedule, which is fine, but certainly people can take their time and certainly take their time answering any questions and general updates. Then we have our membership update. That's Charles Cerrone. And then we have our first presenter. This presentation sounds like it's going to be pretty short. It's only about 10 minutes. I thought I'd throw in there an extra 5. In case it goes longer, and then some Q&A, and then we'll have a generous break not a little 5 minutes more than the usual 15. And then Montica will come in and have the much larger presentation. She said she could probably use at least half an hour for the presentation itself, and then like an additional 10 for Q&A. So I just made that 35 minutes. It could even go longer if she goes longer, certainly if Q&A goes longer. And then at the end, we have our council co-chair elections. This probably shouldn't take 15 minutes, but you know, people getting out early is also not a bad thing. So there you have it. Just so that you all know, we currently have one fully enfranchised nomination of JP Soto and two kinds of stabs at co-chair nominations. I'm calling them stabs at, because the two people haven't agreed to it. And of course, you have to agree to a nomination and there has to be a second. And those people are Elaine and TJ. And also keep in mind that the person in this position has to be a consumer of HIV prevention services, or if that's not possible, I'm sure we can sub in someone who provides prevention services, much as we do with things like youth and other seats. All right. Any questions or comments or updates to this agenda?
Bill's got a hand for you, Mark.
All right, Bill.
Two things. I don't know if we usually do it. Albert Liu is a doctor. I can't remember what our thing is made with doctor. And her pronunciation of her name is Montica.
Montica.
Not Montica, Montica.
Don't forget, Richard.
Come on. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Mark, you're terrible on my last name. I got to help out where I can.
It only took me about 10 years to finally realize you were not Bill Blum.
It's been 18, Mark. We've been knowing each other. But anyway.
Well, I've been good the past 8 years after you said, just think of me as a flower in bloom. And so I've always thought of it that way.
Well done.
Oh, there's a lot going on today. Bill Blum, I never heard that. Then a poor evaluation. My heroes are falling today. I can't have this.
It's not that unusual interpretation of how you.
All right. No. So, okay. Any other questions for Mark and the agenda?
I did.
Thomas, Bill, you did?
Thomas Knoebel?
Exactly. I've never heard that one before, right? Bill, what do you think of that? Since there's so much time on the agenda, should we mention the the integrated plan in any capacity? Like,
Thomas, if we do, I mean, we could, in one of our updates, just share a little bit of the work we're doing in BPH to get ready. Maybe that's the place to put it. I think we could do a quick share. I think it's going to be pretty vague for folks until we actually sit down and go slowly through the plan. But I don't know what other folks, I'm happy to do it or not. What would people like?
I think maybe if we could share our share with these folks and then maybe ask them, like, would this be helpful to cover on Monday if we have time? Is my thought process.
Okay.
It's kind of in between, like, just a little bit larger than an announcement and not quite a presentation, right? So it's kind of that Goldilocks issue. But I'm also flexible. We don't have to cover it. I don't want to confuse people if we can't get into it deep enough. But I just, like,
too late, like, Thomas. What are you talking about? Like, what is
the process for the integrated plan moving forward?
Well, how is this,
Mark? What you saw in the email this morning?
Oh, okay, yeah.
What if you
would? I mean, we might as well, because it's going to sound like we got some secret process here.
Yeah.
We don't have a secret process. We barely know where we're going tomorrow. So you all remember you saw the plan that Leroy presented with the blueprint, and we had a chance to kind of sneak peek it. And the next step, of course, is to customize that blueprint or make it specific to our local jurisdiction, our EMA. And you may recall, everyone was kind of like, what exactly are we supposed to do? I don't quite get this. And so I think our plan was to spend some time within BPH actually and do a little bit of a deep dive internally, mostly focused on what's already being done, what we already have the data and could share, and what maybe is worth considering in partnership with you guys if there's an area that we should be looking at that we're not currently looking at. And then once we had kind of sorted that out, folks, of course, can look at the whole plan themselves, but we would give you kind of our recommendations on what we think would be good opportunities for partnership and where it would be helpful for DPH to kind of get the support and thoughts and wisdom of the Planning Council. And then you also could theoretically look at it and say, actually, no, we're interested in this too. So we would at least start by kind of pre-digesting that very large thing and kind of telling you what's possible. So that's what we're looking at doing.
So I'm not hearing a whole lot of love for that idea. So, I'll let folks react first before I move off it.
Well, Tom, I'm thinking, Mark, from what you just heard, Mark, could you find a slot in the agenda for that? Or like Bill mentioned earlier, could maybe Thomas or Bill just preface that during the update section?
This sounds like an update to me.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thomas will do it. No, either one of us will do it. We'll do it together. We'll do our shared update.
You've done all the work. I'm willing to take the glory. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah. But you know, Richard, I'm curious. The thing I'm trying to do is not create a bunch of work that's frustrating for people, but getting people meaningfully involved and actually giving people stuff that feels like more than, you know, being guardians of the system, you know, so that we don't lose money and the services can be good. So my thought was just, it's a somewhat intuitive document and we've shared it. So if folks of the Planning Council are excited to also look at it at the same time DPH looks at it, just, you know, happy to have you guys do that as well. We'd welcome it. But just thinking maybe just folks have enough on their minds and maybe it's not clear enough, you know, knowing what data we do and don't have. So I just want to make sure that folks feel empowered if they want to do a parallel process to start sooner. And happy to have that happen too. Oh, we're reaching that bewitching hour, aren't we? Okay.
I've heard this in other groups and what you're working on, integrated plans. And if you did a preface for me at least, and then when the completed package is done, I'd like to hear it that way. The presentation, the baked cake.
Okay. Like what we recommend, and then you guys can go, yes, we like it, or you can ask questions and other stuff. Does that work for you guys, Chuck and Irma? Does that feel like the way to go?
Definitely.
We will do that then.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, everyone. So that's the complete agenda, huh, Mark? Thomas, you had something else?
Where did we land, Bill?
I think somewhere between you and I, we're going to put it in the update and I think publicly explain what's in we just shared with this group again.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Cool. I can put it in, Thomas. I don't mind. I'll put it in my report, but say it's both of ours. How does that sound?
Okay. Sounds great. Appreciate you.
Sure.
Thanks, gentlemen. Okay. So, Mark, I think that takes care of the agenda, the council agenda. Alrighty, so I mean that might
bring basically us that's the agenda is unchanged. There's already a very generous amount of time for general updates, so you can just include it there.
Yeah. All right, thank you, everyone. So that leads us to next meeting and agenda items. Our next steering committee is scheduled for Thursday, August 17th. So with that, I'll see everyone Monday afternoon at 25 Van Ness.
Looking forward to it. Thank you all.
Hey, thank you. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here, do you have time to talk about maybe what we can figure out for the sound issue we've been having?
Yes. Give me one second.